We continue in the laws of Nida. Ben Ish Chai Parashat Tzav Halacha Zayin. Kol Isha Ena Neteret Ba'ala Ela Imken Tespot Techila Shev'a Nekiim Ve'afilu Ra'ata Tipat Dam Kehardal. So the first halacha says that no matter what a lady sees, whether she sees the regular nidut, or even if she sees a spot of blood the size of a mustard seed, or for that matter, if she saw what's called a ketem, where she stained, and the stain was considered teme'ah, after it was checked, so she cannot go to be purified unless she has what's called 7 clean days. She needs to go 7 days consecutively with bidikot, with checks, to make sure that there is no more dam. Those are called Shiva Nikiyim, the 7 clean days. However, according to the Minhag, one is not allowed to begin the 7 clean days unless 5 days passed. That means from the time that the lady becomes Nida, she must wait a minimum of 5 days, and then if she's ready, she can begin her 7 clean days. So therefore, it's a minimum of 12 days in a situation. There are some that have the minhag of 4 days and 7. The Ben Ish Chai had the minhag of 7 days and 7. So therefore, each one follows the minhag. Skli Acham Baruch told us that the minhag in the community is to follow the shita of 5 and 7 days. That means, even if, let's say, a lady, after 4 days, she says she stopped seeing. So now she wants to start counting her 7 days. Say, sorry, you have to wait one more day, and then you're allowed to start counting the 7 days. And we should not change from the minhag, especially when it comes to dinim like this, which are connected to isur karet, so we have to be careful to follow everything according to our tradition. Now, of course, after the 5 days, now if she counts the 7 days, already she's considered suitable for going to the mikveh on the night of the 7th. Let's just read the halacha, what he says. Kol ze beru'a dam nida. The Ben Ish Chai was lenient, and even though he said you need 7 and 7, he was lenient when it came to a ketem, when it came to a stain, to do 5 and 7. So for us, it doesn't make a difference. So it doesn't matter if she saw nida, or let's say she saw ketamim, it's always going to be 5 and 7. However, the Hadush is, which is obvious also, you only have to count the 5 once per cycle. Which means, let's say a lady counted 5 days, and now she counted 7. And on day 6, when she was counting the 7 clean days, she saw blood. So now she has to recount her 7 days again. She does not have to recount the 5 and 7 again. Once you count the 5, it's done. Until she goes to the mikveh, she does not have to count another 5. She might have to count 7 again if the 7 become broken, because she becomes to man in the middle. But once she counts the 7, then already she can't go to the mikveh.